live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We were talking about spanking here tonight, not just from the corporal punishment aspect of the school system, which apparently the school system in Amarillo, Texas, has decided to loosen its restrictions on spanking rather than get rid of the spanking. They've decided to make it so any administrator can administrate a spanking to any teenager at the high school, regardless of gender.
This will go well.
Oh, well, it's not like you can do anything about it. What are you going to do? Stop paying them? So you're stuck. I mean, if you don't like spanking, as I don't, I think it is violent, and I think that hitting people is unacceptable. It is not a way to solve problems, and I firmly object to having that. I mean, I don't like the idea of government schools in the first place, but it's worse that these government schools are actually physically abusing their students.
I agree with you in that I don't think that spanking is good. I don't think that it's helpful. As a human being, I can understand getting frustrated, losing your temper.
Sure.
I can't imagine how difficult and stressful and frustrating it can be to raise a child, because there are things they just don't know and understand. And I'm sure there are times where you want to shoot yourself. You know, it's so frustrating. So I understand them getting the better of you and you just losing your temper. I get it. But I feel like as a parent, I mean, that's just something before you have the kid that you need to, you know, you need to be able to calm yourself down. You need to be able to walk away from the situation, have some time to cool down, and then deal with the punishment. That's just my opinion. I don't have kids.
That's one of the reasons why I don't have kids, because
right.
I don't want to put
too.
Myself in that position.
Well, if you, now I have a son, and we have chosen to try.
He's four.
He's four and a half, yeah. And we've chosen to try not to spank him. That was our, you know, decision early on. And the reason I did it wasn't because of what I believe about spanking necessarily. It's what I didn't know about spanking. You know, I figured that spanking was a form of punishment where I could probably use other forms of punishment, achieve the same thing, and not have any of the dangers that have been linked. Linked is the key word here to spanking. I do not mm-hmm. believe that spanking causes these things necessarily. And, you know, I just decided not to do that. But we decided not to do that. But I also only have one child, and I know that it must be horrifying to have like a half a dozen of them conspiring against you and warring amongst themselves and doing what they do. And so I can understand why some parents resort to this. I just don't think that it's the best form of punishment. I think it should be used, if it's used, as a very last resort. And I also think that you're far better off trying. You know, fact is, timeouts work. You can say what you want about timeouts. There's lots of people.
Works for me.
Lots of people in the liberty community that will say that, you can't have incentives or punishments because they don't work and they create human beings that are, just don't understand.
Who says this?
School sucks. Brett Vanaut, Stephanie.
He says incentives don't work?
Yes.
Why would that be? I mean, let's go away from spanking for a moment here, but what?
I don't know.
I can tell you they work great with me. My parents did the star chart thing where, you know, if I did good, I'd get stars.
Because I don't understand it.
I'm asking the universe, okay, so if anybody's out there who wants to explain this to me, please feel free to call in at 855-453. What is the reasoning here? Incentives. Life is about incentives. Humans are exceptionally motivated by incentives.
Well, I think that little kids don't always have the ability to really think about consequences and things long term. So I think it's easy for a little kid
little kids.
I think it's easy for a kid to be stubborn and just say, like, no, I don't care about that, and, you know, not really consider whether or not they would want it and perhaps change their mind later.
But as soon as a child is old enough to care about something, then it'll work, right? Like, Jack likes certain things, right, at
sure
age four
does.
And a half. So, like, at what age do you think would would the incentives process have started to work with Jack?
It starts working. It started working already. I mean, I would say that.
I know. So, at what age do you think would have it was?
Certainly started? At four, maybe a little earlier, mm-hmm. depending. You know, I mean, we were working with stickers with him. You know, for different things, they had some level of incentive, but to some extent, he's going to do what he wants too.
Yeah.
What I decided I wanted to use incentives for were behavior that I did not consider to necessarily be. For new behavior that we wanted to, you know, sort of establish, and secondarily for behavior that I wouldn't necessarily consider to be his obligation. For instance,
so if he goes above and beyond the call of duty,
right? So, you know, he wants these Marvel superhero plastic figure things,
mm-hmm.
And they're at the little dollar store. They're cheap across the street at the convenience store.
Perfect.
They're $2. And so I'm like, okay, well, you're going to have to go outside and help Daddy pick up sticks. We've had a bunch of trees taken down and over the years, and it's just there's a section of the yard that's just covered in sticks and bark and
yep.
things, and I'm trying to clean it up, but it takes forever. A rake isn't going to do it. There's no piece of machinery that's going to do it. You just got to pick it up.
Got to do it by hand.
And so I tell him that he can have, you know, he can help me with these, and we fill up these boxes. Boxes make it easier because we burn the stuff. We just put it right in the wood stove, and everything burns at once rather mm-hmm. than trying to do a wheelbarrow into the wheelbarrow, then out of the wheelbarrow and all that stuff. So, you know, fill up these boxes, and I'll give you 75 cents for every box, or I think it was 50. I'm not entirely sure how I worked it out. I think I started at 50 and then whatever. But I helped him with it, and I did my own box at the same time.
That's slave labor. You should be paying that boy a living wage.
Well, I mean, he's getting his living wage. He's doing quite well, frankly.
Yeah.
But
that seems pretty good, actually.
You know,
cents a box.
Then what we do is we give him the money. And I show him how to fold it and where to put it and to put it in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to the store. I drive him there. He picks out the one he wants.
Oh, does he get to buy it all by himself, too?
Well, and then we go up and he hands it to the people, hands the money to the people with cash register. I'm not going to teach him how to, you know, I'm not going to do it for him. I'm going to show him how to do it.
That's great.
And so that's the process that we went through.
Let's go to Bob in Indy, listening on WXNT. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Bob, what's on your mind?
I sound kind of weird. I was brought up a little old school. I was like, do this or you'll get your ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Which, personally, isn't that good. But I dealt with it, and I turned out to be a semi-decent, pretty good person.
Do you have kids?
Pardon me?
Do you have kids?
No.
Okay, that's good, because a lot of people who've been spanked as children will end up spanking their kids, and then maybe their kids won't
turn out. The cycle's breaking. That's not necessarily a true statement.
If I did, I wouldn't. I don't believe in being kids. So.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
so what else did you want to share?
I don't know. You guys are really cool. I call you once in a while, and you guys are really cool, and love you. So,
right on, man.
Have a good night.
Hey, glad you liked the show, and thanks for making the call, Bob. I certainly appreciate it. 855-450-FREE.
The fact is, people are making the choice not to spank Ian. It's going...
Good.
The numbers were like 10%
I hope it's
a decade ago. It's like 35% is what I've seen now.
Wait, 10%?
People choose not to spank, and then 35% now. So, I mean,
they were that low?
Wow.
I can't imagine that... It's not acceptable to beat your wife anymore, right? And that used to be more socially acceptable over time.
Sure.
Now it's considered just totally repulsive.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't imagine that eventually children, they won't continue, or they'll continue to move in that direction. You know, more and more people will just find it socially unacceptable to, that's just my opinion, but...
And that's how they should find it, because it should be unacceptable.
It's becoming socially unacceptable is the, you know, is the sort of general consensus with it. And I think that the best way to bring these ideas to people isn't through the recriminations that come with, you know, if you spank, you're terrible. I think that the best thing to do is to show people and educate them that there are, although spanking works in the short term, so do other punishments. And spanking mm-hmm. has the possibility, because you never know.
Screwing your kid up.
You never know how an individual, that individual being your kid, is going to interpret a situation. I mean, I remember you know, I remember two incidences of being spanked, and I know that I was spanked more often than that. One of them, my mother said that she was going to spank me later so that she wasn't angry. And that has the terrifying effect of I'm trying to get out of this spanking.
Yeah. When's it going
to
be?
Just give it to me now. But I didn't want the spanking. And the second one was when I blew a whistle when my dad was sleeping, like right next to him. And so he was clearly angry, and I was very scared. Right. So I actually didn't get the spanking. I hid from him. But I was certainly would have had if he had caught me.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts welcome. Free Talk Live.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now, 1-800-923-9429. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now, 1-800-923-9429. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-923-9429. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-923-9429.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 1st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,768.50. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $18,1203, $906.02 for a half-ounce, or $453.01 for a quarter-ounce. That's $18,1203, $906.02, and $453.01.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is
Free Talk Live. And you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Inviting you to the website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And those include the mobile site. So for those of you with a smartphone, you can visit m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com, and you can listen to our streams through any of those links that you see there. There's broadband, midband, and narrowband versions. Also, lots of different software is linked to there for you. If you don't already have software that can listen to streaming audio, we will give you the software. It's free over different choices, too, over at m.freetalklive.com.
So, bitcoins, if you're familiar with them, then you can, you know, you're probably familiar with these online wallets. There's a new online wallet out there called blockchain.info. They have encryption technology that goes on right in your browser that makes it impossible for the blockchain website to even know, you know, what you've got in your Bitcoin wallet, whether you've got money, whether you've got Bitcoins in there, whether you don't, what you're sending and receiving, who you're sending and receiving to. It's all encrypted. And it makes it, it's a whole new step in the technology era. If you don't know what Bitcoins are, well, check out weusecoins.info. This is a, weusecoins.org, excuse me.
Yeah, right.
Weusecoins.org. This is a whole new step in technology, and I think they're going to revolutionize the world. There's all kinds of articles getting written about them. The volume of trading is increasing every single month, and I think bitcoins are going to be important in the future. They might be the most important invention since the invention of the internet. So, blockchain.info for your free Bitcoin wallet. With it, you can even send Bitcoins to people's email addresses or their Facebook friends or anyone with a cell phone number, just about any country in the world. It's blockchain.info.
Yep, and we're going to tell you in a little bit how you can actually get some Bitcoins to put in your wallet here in a little bit. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we're still talking about spanking and barely even scratched the surface on what LiveScience.com has to say about the issue. They're taking, there's a piece at LiveScience.com that was written to respond to the issue from Texas where a school board has voted to actually loosen restrictions on spanking. They're pointing out that it's been linked to increased aggression, anxiety and depression in kids. Physical discipline in adolescents may be particularly harmful. Andrew Grogan Kaler, a professor of social work at the University of Michigan who studied physical punishment internationally, says that people quite often see that it stops the bad behavior today or that it stops the behavior this week. I think we're just less able to see that it's a really powerful negative shaper of behavior over time. And they go on to talk about the Texas study, or not study, but the Texas situation in which they've now loosened the policy to allow different sex teachers, or rather administrators, to administer spankings to teenagers. On Monday night, the school board responded by altering said policy. Texas is one of 19 states where school corporal punishment is still legal. Almost half of the states in the U.S.
Now.
Still legal. According to the Center for Effective Discipline.
I would hope that the schools come to the conclusion on their own. I don't think it's the state government's priority or place to be running around telling schools what to do in this area. But I would hope that schools come to the conclusion that corporal punishment inside of schools doesn't make any sense.
Well, I would hope so, too. But, Mark, it's a state-run system. It's centrally controlled. So within that system, I don't want it to exist. I'd love for it to disappear tomorrow and have free market schools. But in that system, it is entirely legitimate for an edict to come down on high because...
But educators are responsible for educating. Politicians are responsible...
Administrators aren't educators.
Okay, but most of them, many of them rise through the education system, and they will still call themselves educators, okay?
Okay.
So in the course of a conversation with an administrator, they will call themselves an educator often. Whereas politicians are responsible for telling lies and taking lobbyists' money.
Yeah.
Educators are responsible, supposedly, for educating. And if you're going to be responsible for educating, educate yourself on corporal punishment and come to the conclusion on your own. I mean, if you're going to wear the mantle of educator, you should have come, in my opinion, to the conclusion that corporal punishment doesn't work.
Great, I agree with you, but you're presuming that the people in these positions of administrative control are actually interested in the kids and are not just sick control freaks.
I presume that people are going to hold them to account when it comes to using terms to describe themselves. I do not believe that administrators are educators generally, and that oftentimes people will pose, government bureaucrats will pose as educators, and oftentimes the government actually, with its incentives, will take the joy of education out of somebody and replace them and turn them into a government bureaucrat.
Right, so if you're a control freak and you like the idea of beating kids, then you would want to be a principal, right? You would want to be a principal in one of these
Seems
19
unlikely.
States.
No.
Is that unlikely? You've got perverted pedophile cops who get into that job so they can work with kids. You've got priests who get into that job in that same way. And if somebody wants to beat on children, they're going to get into a role in which they can do it, which is why changing the rules from the top down is completely viable in this system. If you change the rules within the state system and the state government comes down and says, no more corporal punishment, then all of a sudden that job will not attract that kind of person anymore.
So I think that this is a school board issue, not a state government issue. For one, I don't trust state governments because they tend to be so far from individuals as far as capitals go and mileage that they don't have any responsibility. And I would expect the school board to make the right decision, whereas I would not expect the capital to make the right decision. And that's why I would choose that. However, I don't think that very many schools are administering very many spankings out there, so I don't think that principals are going
well,
to be
drawn.
You
have no idea, right? Like, you're just speculating. I mean, it's legal in 19 states.
I don't think they're executing kids either, because I'm not seeing the news stories, Ian.
I don't get a news story every time somebody gets spanked.
I don't get a news story whenever some... Maybe I'm not getting a news story whenever some kid's getting executed. I don't know what's going on now. I can't possibly know what's going on in every school, but I would think that if spanking was going on in school more often, that we would see more articles about it.
I don't think you would, especially if it's routine. But your thoughts are welcome, your experience as well. I mean, were you just in a school system that had spanking? Is it going on, and how often? That's what we can get. We can get your experience at 855-450-3733.
I wonder how many of these states or how many of these schools actually do it, because I imagine a lot of them have the policy still on the books, but they don't engage in it.
That's what I would think.
That's what I would like to think, but I have no evidence for that.
I mean,
and
simply
saying that the lack of news stories is evidence is in no way, shape, or form evidence.
When I was in high school, I'm sure that they could administer spankings and didn't do it.
I believe they were not allowed in Sarasota, Florida.
I didn't go to high school in Sarasota, Florida. I went to high school in Bradenton, Florida, Sarasota's little redneck sister. And I can tell you that I believe wholeheartedly that they could administer spankings in Bradenton, Florida back in the 80s. And I don't believe that any student was getting spankings there. Maybe I remember something like that from the freshman year.
855-450-3. The only way we'll know for sure is if you want to chime in and tell us what your experience has been. Let's continue, though, with this piece here. So they voted to change their policy at the school board, and in 2005 to 2006, about 1% of Texas students were physically punished, according to the Center for something about spanking. That year, Mississippi schools engaged in the most corporal punishment compared with the other states, with 7.5% of students getting paddled. So, not quite 1 in 10, but then again, this is 7.5% of the students. It's not saying 7.5% of students being punished.
Or high school.
855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Your experience is welcome.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything that you want, 855-450-FREE. The topic on the table at the moment is spanking, but you don't have to stay on topic. It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. That is the point of the program. 1-855-450-3733. And join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got Twitter and Facebook interactivity in which you can follow either Twitter or Facebook or follow them both and get... you get posts during the show, sometimes outside of the show hours as well. We'll ask questions. We'll post some of our show prep up there. And, of course, that allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at the same time and see what they think. So go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up for those. But we're doing something called Twitter Tuesdays now. And, obviously, it's not quite Tuesday yet unless you are in England at the moment, in which case it is. But for us, those of us here on the East Coast of the U.S., it's not quite there, but I have to announce it sometimes. We technically start Twitter Tuesdays a few hours before Tuesday starts, Eastern time, and it goes through the end of Tuesday. So you've got the next 27-30 hours to participate in this, in which if you are a Twitterer, or if you sign up tonight, if you are a Twitterer and you tweet at Free Talk Live, that is the at symbol followed by Free Talk Live all run together as one word. If you tweet at Free Talk Live in one of your tweets, we will see it. And then we will follow you. So if you would like Free Talk Live's account to follow you on Twitter, all you have to do is tweet at Free Talk Live sometime in the next 30 hours or so on Twitter Tuesday. Make sense?
They make sense.
All right. So 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Back to LiveScience.com about the spanking issue. They were talking about the statistics here, Mark. You had said that, you know, you felt like spanking's not administered very often. And in most places, that's true. Even in the places in which spanking is legal, the 19 states in which it's legal, in Texas, according to the statistics brought by the Center for Effective Discipline, that's what I was looking for earlier, that it's only 1% of students were physically punished. However, in
those 19 states, sort of overall.
That's just Texas.
Okay.
Only 1% in Texas. Mississippi has the most corporal punishment, where 7.5% of students. So the rest of them, somewhere in there.
So this makes me wonder, are they more likely to spank high school students as they are to elementary school students? And 7%, if you were just spanking, say, elementary school students, that's a lot more students getting spanked than, you know, on the other end. I mean, it seems to me that people, that they would, if you chose to use corporal punishment in a school, you would likely choose to use it on one age group over another in, you know, middle school or high school or elementary school, whatever the reasons would be. And I would assume it would be elementary school, but maybe I'm wrong. And if so, you know, what are the numbers then? If you eliminated high school and then 7.5% of the students are being spanked, you know, when?
So just as an aside, since we were talking about the Texas school system, I think it's really worth pointing out here that in Texas, they are handing out Class C misdemeanors to students now.
Yeah, right. Huh? Like writing on desks and all kinds
of. Did you hear this story?
Stuff.
No.
So, like, in the thousands of Class C misdemeanors, not just like here and there, but really for piddly crap like, you know, mooning somebody out the back of a school bus or the stuff that everybody has seen or and or done in school, talking too loud in class. I haven't done the mooning, but I've been around when it's happened. And these little things that are just non-issues for the most part, just things that kids do and go through, are being punished with Class C misdemeanor charges. So, you know, on one hand, I think I'd rather have the spanking in that case as opposed to a Class C misdemeanor that actually stays on your record. If you know, and then if you don't pay the fine or whatever, they come and collect it. They put you in a jail cell when you turn 17. I mean, this is crazy.
I'd likely prefer to have the spanking in most of these circumstances myself. And I mean, if you're talking whatever the punishment is, if it's after school or in Saturday school or in school suspension or even suspension. I'd rather have the spanking because the spanking's here and gone, and then you know, fine and dandy. If it comes down to a suspension, I mean, some kids are working for these government scholarships, these merit scholarships that are out there, and an in-school suspension, or excuse me, a suspension can work against that. So. Yeah, I mean, I would want the spanking over any of these forms of punishment.
But my point is that a misdemeanor is, like, they're doing worse to the kids in Texas. So only 1% of the students are being spanked in Texas, but more than that are probably getting charged with criminal charges.
Agreed.
Which is really bad. Physical punishment of kids by parents is losing acceptance among American parents, but levels of support are still high. About 65% of parents, preschoolers, report using spanking for discipline, according to a 2004 study in the journal Pediatrics. This is despite probably close to 1,000 studies over the last 40 years that have found corporal punishment is not the best method of discipline and that using it can even make kids more aggressive,
so,
according to scientists.
My concern here is that they tell parents that spanking is bad. That's essentially what's being said here. It's not effective compared to other forms of spanking. But they don't give other alternatives. What I liked about the show Super Nanny that used to be on, I don't know if it's still on, my wife used to watch it, and what this lady would do is she would show how to administer a timeout, mm-hmm. and anybody could follow her system. So it's easy to say, but bad, 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 bad. It's not so easy to give somebody an alternative.
I agree. And if they don't do that in this article, there are those do exist, right? Like if you look for alternatives to spanking on the Internet, you will find those articles. So anybody that wants to know these things can find them out. But because it would be unethical to randomly assign kids to lives where they are either spanked or not spanked, the experimental method, that is, researchers turn to correlational studies to look for links between spanking and behavior. They find that spanking is linked with aggression, delinquency, mental health problems, and difficulties in parent-child relationships. There are even studies suggesting that spanking lowers intelligence, but those findings are uncertain.
Suggests.
Those findings are uncertain, as researchers don't yet understand what drives the link, according to Elizabeth Kirschhoff, president or professor of human development at the University of Texas.
When we read that same article, all it says is essentially families that spank have kids that aren't as smart. And, you know, one might ask oneself, is maybe the type of people that spank or the type of people that choose not to spank are
smarter?
Well, you know, I mean, they're going to be more likely to have gone to college. They're just going to be people that are asking questions of their environment. Mm-hmm. A lot of people spank for many reasons. There's a societal reason, sort of their culture, whatever that might be. You know, oftentimes
they were spanked.
Oftentimes
cycle
that'll be
of
the
abuse.
Case. Ethnic groups tend to spank more often than, you know, white people do in the United States. I don't know about the rest of the world. Also, you know, people with higher education tend to not spank than people with lower education. So, I mean, you know, there's all kinds of different reasons. You know, spanking, we have this joke in my house when we spank Jack's butt as, you know, just for fun, just for play. And I'm taking IQ points. I'm taking IQ points because it's a silly study that has no basis in science.
The correlations hold even after controlling for factors such as socioeconomic status or how aggressive a child is to start with. Critics often argue that already aggressive children get spanked more, Kirschhoff told Life Science. That
By
definitely
the way, religion also plays a strong role in spanking. There's the
spare the rod, spoil the child.
Right. And I think that this is it's important to point out every time we talk about this is if you spank your child with your hand, you're sinning. Because the Bible says that
really?
If you spare the rod, that you spoil the child. And
meaning you got rid of the rod.
I assume God is the smartest guy in the world, and he would therefore be clear in what he says. So if you're not beating your kid
with a rod
then...
No switch. You have to have a rod.
Well, I think it would probably be how the translation went in that case. But I don't think... You know, I mean, you could claim he's being allegorical, in which case, if he is being allegorical, then you can just say if you don't punish your child, in whatever way you punish your child, then you're going to... I mean, either... It's every word of the Bible.
Who said that, by the way, the spare the rod, spoil the child?
I'd have to look it up, but I would assume it was in the Old Testament somewhere.
So it wasn't Jesus, then?
I would not think so.
Doesn't sound like Jesus would say something like that.
That does not sound like Jesus' kind of thing, but
right.
I mean, every once in a while he'll go off in a temple and knock over some tables.
That does definitely sound like Old Testament God. The scientist said that it's definitely true, but it doesn't explain the whole story. Even when you put that into the equation, spanking still predicts an increase in aggression. In no case does spanking make kids less aggressive. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And aggression is not a good thing to have as an adult. It's not a good thing to help get through life. It's not going to make your life better.
Yeah, that's the best phrase in the whole article.
855-453, your thoughts are welcome on spanking or whatever's on your mind. You can take control in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price, because right now we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-943-5258. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-943-5258. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-943-5258.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you here in the remaining moments is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. One of the things you can do is send us Bitcoin if you would like, or half a Bitcoin, or a tenth, or a hundredth, or whatever amount of Bitcoins you'd like.
Or 20.
Because you can, oh my God, these are pretty sweet. You can do that with Bitcoins. They go, the divisibility is really, it's probably technically infinite, you can go down pretty far on the divisibility there. Bitcoins are amazing, a decentralized currency that is truly free market. It is not a government currency. It is not a corporate currency. It's an open source currency. And that means that it's open source. You can totally, it can be vetted by third parties. You know, if you don't trust it, you can hire somebody who knows programming to go in and check it out, make sure that it's A-OK. And let me tell you, it's been vetted. Otherwise, it wouldn't be as popular as it is today. If people knew that it could just be tweaked at a moment's notice by whoever it is that's lurking behind the scenes of Bitcoin, then it wouldn't be trusted and it wouldn't be utilized and there wouldn't be, what is it, millions of dollars? What's it, $150 million worth of Bitcoins out there? What's the number, Mark?
I haven't done the math on it. There's about 10 to 11 million Bitcoins existing right now.
And they're about $12 a pop. So 120-some, 130 million?
Yep, thereabouts. Like and there will be a total of 21 million possible, but, you know, that's just sometime in the future.
And the price on these things was below a dollar, well below a dollar in the beginning days, and it's gone up, and it's gone up, and it had a spike at one point, came back down, and it's been going up pretty much ever since. So it seems like it'd be a, you know, a decent thing for you to look into, and you should go to weusecoins.org to learn more about it. And when you've decided you're ready to get your first Bitcoins, I recommend you go to bitinstant.com.
Sure, bitinstant.com makes it easy to get your Bitcoins. They've got a model there that makes it very easy. All you have to do is go to bitinstant.com. You can get a deposit notification basically for any location that's near you, and they've got more than a million locations worldwide in more than 30 countries. There are locations, if you're in the United States, in, say, Walmart's major banks, most major banks. I recommend the major banks are using Dwolla, which is an online bill service, because that's the lowest prices as far as percentages. But you can do it through CVS's and 7-Elevens and, you know, these kind of places. Make it very easy for you. Bitinstant.com.
All right, let's go to the phones here. We've been talking about spanking throughout most of the show here tonight and how damaging it can be to young people, as is pointed out in the Live Science article, that spanking, it definitely does not make kids less aggressive. It can absolutely help young people to see that if their parents are using violence, that they can reach the conclusion that hitting is sometimes okay, that violence can solve problems. And we know that that's not a good way to solve problems. Let's go to Mark, listening in Florida to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hey, Mark.
Hey. I was listening to y'all stretching out to the college level why we don't find college students. Well, you can go a further step with that and say, why do we even put people in jail? I mean, with the recidivism of inmates, we see the same thing, but it goes all the way back even to elementary school, all the way through K-12. We've all seen students that do not melt in, that do not get along, mm-hmm. and those are the kids that are constantly in trouble, constantly if there was spanking, corporal punishment in the school, we're always getting it. We see these people grow up into these adults. So this study that, and they're in jail. And this study that you're talking about where they're saying that this kind of corporal punishment has almost a backfire of caliber to it, we should maybe realize that there is a certain segment of society, no matter what you do, we're not going to stop them from acting out.
So I would say that the difference between spanking and corporal punishment, and for one, the point I was making there was essentially that they do it in school, they do it on up to high school, but they don't do it in college, they don't do it in the real life, they don't do it for people who commit crimes. If it's an effective form of punishment for high school students, why don't they use it on people in college? Why don't they use it on regular individuals? And the point that I think the difference there is that jail can be used to separate dangerous individuals. There's two things. Jail can be used as a punishment, which we can argue about the effectiveness of jail as a punishment, and I think that there's more effective punishments than jail, especially the way the jail exists today in the United States. But jail has the added effect of separating dangerous people from the rest of society, whereas spanking or corporal punishment or the pillory or flogging mm-hmm. doesn't have that advantage.
It certainly does, and all it does is create a negative environment where people lash back because of the pain that you've instructed from. But elementary students, K-6, I can see corporal punishment, even in-house suspensions, having a positive effect that they feel separated from their peers and don't want it, so it can curb negative behavior. But after a certain age, you're right, it doesn't have the positive aspect that we're looking for.
I don't think it can have positive aspects.
Usually when people advocate for corporal punishment, they advocate stopping it after a certain age, and usually that age is somewhere around the 10. Point when people communicate, that kind of thing. But I haven't yet seen the study. You've said that you could see how it might be beneficial, and maybe it could be, but I have not yet seen the study where spanking works sort of as a long-term benefit in, getting people to act right.
But it made you work better, didn't it? I mean, weren't you always afraid of your father coming home, mom telling,
That's not a good thing, to be afraid of your dad.
I was afraid of my father, and I will not speak to him. I have not spoken to him in 7 years now. We have no relationship because I think he's a jerk.
I don't mean fear. I'm talking about, okay, I did wrong. I'm going to have to pay a price for it.
No.
Not that Dad hated me. Dad loved me. My dad, like me, I love my dad to death.
Yep.
But
my dad didn't
it.
Spank me. My dad just yelled at me. But just the constant terror that continued until I was an adult, I don't think that that's a good person.
And I think that you've made an important distinction here. Your dad loved you. And I believe he absolutely did. I know my dad loved me, and he gave me spankings, and I don't think that those things are necessarily correlative. But when you're talking about in a school environment, you're not talking about a principal that loves you. You're just talking about a person that's administering beatings.
See, I don't know that I look at it as, because we all have our own definition of what the word beating means. And when I don't see a... Now, I wouldn't say with a lash. You know, when we were growing up, it was a paddle.
Right, it was a paddle.
You might get one whack of a paddle.
I never got one in school, so I don't know what... You
what
know.
About a belt? Or
not in a school environment, absolutely not.
A paddle's plenty.
Wait, a belt is worse than a paddle? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it speeds up. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What if the paddle has holes in it?
Your paddle can only go as fast as the end of the paddle can go, whereas the belt's kind of like a whip. I mean, whips break the sound barrier. So, yeah. Yes, paddle, a belt is worth them.
If you ever got a belt whip and you don't want that ever again.
I heard what you're saying. Thankfully, my parents didn't do that stuff to me. And, you know, Mark, I've heard a lot of people call over the years on this issue. Certainly isn't the first time we've talked about it. And it is typical for the people who were spanked to be defensive about spanking because they believe that, yeah, I turned out all right and I got spanked. But, you know, who knows how much better things could have been for you if you didn't get spanked? Who knows, you know, if you would not be more well-adjusted if, you know, if that hadn't happened to you?
I think that the most negative thing that's come out of my dad just being very verbally abusive and terrorizing is that I hate confrontation. I do not like it. I avoid it at all costs.
It's correlation, not causation.
Well, I think that it's from, you know, just always trying to keep things calm and smooth. Like, I never wanted to upset anyone because I was afraid if I did, I would get yelled at.
Could be.
Mark, thanks for your call, man.
One other thing. Do you think that that's possibly because of your personality type to begin with, that you were a personality type that like to smooth things over? Did you do this with other people? And I mean, did you do this before your father became verbally
My dad
abusive?
Was like that from the day I was born. I mean, my dad's just an angry person. I grew up in an angry environment.
Mark, thanks for your call. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight with your thoughts. So we don't have time to get through the rest of this live science piece, but it is posted on our Twitter and Facebook. We'll put it up on the BBS here as well. So you're welcome to take a closer look. They talk further on about school spanking and how people's attitudes are changing slowly towards spanking over time. And I think that's the right direction to go. And the more people speak out about it, the more likely attitudes are going to change in the right direction.
I think school spanking needs to be stopped today. I mean, that just doesn't...
The way you can stop it is get your kids the hell out of the government schools and put them in a school where that is unacceptable.
That won't stop it. Just stop
That'll
it
stop
you.
It for your kids, and that's all you can control. So we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com. You can get more Julia over at pukeandthegang.com. See you tomorrow. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 94 Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.